What'd you say? No. Isn't that a crazy build? I don't plan on playing it next campaign. I think that's a fun one shot. That I think is. First of all, we can't do that in our campaign if I'm supposed to be the healer. That guy is not going to heal anyone. He has one lay on hands or something. But I don't know if that build would be fun for other people. I have maybe crafted my most oppressive build yet. He has 55 movement speed, two reactions, fighter to hit. He has heavy armor. He's a scary monster. Yeah, I forgot I got the hasted in there. I'll share with you guys. It is a. I'm not gonna play this next campaign. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not playing it. But he also has a specialty with the broad spear, so he can do like sweeping attacks on crits. It's just it's a very scary time. Yeah, don't worry. I'm not playing this. I don't think it'd be fun for anyone besides me. Maybe it'll one shot, but honestly, still, I don't know if it's that fun. Oh, he's not going to be able to run away from this guy. Yeah. Yeah, but he's also Beastkin, and he can do a free action change to his dire form. All in told, he gets a 15 reach. He can also use Brutus Shove to give himself. If he hits it, they become off guard. He has the critical weapon specialization. What is this? For broadsword, I forget what it is. What? No, I'm not gonna Tanner. I'm not gonna play this in the campaign. I think this guy is ridiculous. 55 movement speed, multiple reactions, 15 reach. Yeah. There's also he's just a terrible person. You could do brutish things to give them off guard, then you could do slam down to make them fall on the ground. You have the reactions. You also, if someone hits your friend, you have another reaction to use a champion rebuke to then make another strike. So because you have so much range, if an enemy walks within 15 feet of your range, you can hit him. They then can try to hit your friend, which causes another attack of opportunity. This is a fighter. I did spell casting and championed archetypes with Beastkin. And then I took basically And then I did effectively every movement speed thing I could, so he has full plate armor, but he has 55. No. I actually was just telling Josh this that I couldn't play this next campaign because I need to be a healer. And you can't slot any of this out. If you slot any of this out, it falls apart. Well. But also keep in mind, this guy, like, for in contrast, we have like plus eights. This guy just has a plus five. I think he'd be really annoying, but you even look at his spells. His sure strike. That's fair. Well, if they do, they have to come within 15 feet. But yeah, he's definitely up there with one of my greatest creations. It kind of comes online earlier, but not as much fun. At 15, it starts getting ridiculous. That's when it starts getting goofy. This honestly wasn't that bad. But I've been collectively building a good amount of characters because I've been trying to figure out what to play for next campaign. So also, update, I will also be playing tanky. So you know, I don't think three spell full spellcasters would have been a good idea. So I'll also be tanky. Well, it is going to be a full caster with heavy armor, so. Unless I make him a champion. But yeah, they can be. So the problem is, Josh, is if I play a cleric, I'm still going to be taking a champion dedication. So you're still going to have to make this decision no matter what character I play. You guys will watch your DPS go down. A little bit. I also realized I fucked up this campaign. I didn't really know what to do with my last archetype, so I took the Sleepwalker one because I thought it was fun and it could give me some advantage on saves. Turns out I should have done Champion because it gives you a heavy armor proficiency at your at the rank of your other proficiency. So I could have just got a better AC, SMH. That's such a gimme. I know. I'm so sorry, guys. What am I gonna do? I also didn't get another annoying reaction for Josh to handle. Leb could have offered to have sold some of his stuff. He's a lot of shit. If that's the break even. I have, give me a second. It's not a lot. I have $241 gold, but I do have a lot of things that I could sell if he, and I can get rid of some of the scrolls. I could get rid of my dread blindfold, which is 15k. I don't know if that affects anything. I don't know how much this is. I also... Okay. One final offer. I don't even know if I want to make this offer, but I have a ring of spell turning, which is 67,000. Better be worth it. No, it looks like you want to do it. Tanner, did Tanner look up? Was he going to do it? Tanner, you're the game. You're the captain of the team, so you got to do this. Oh no. You want to share your plan if you had this? And then how do you make it? Wait, is it a level 20 item? Well, it says the object, it says if it's an artifact or has a level over 20. So no, 20.
Seems like it's...
Oh, so the deep probably would, yeah. What's your reflex save as Divex?
Yeah, but then you don't have to waste it.
Would you even want to remake the same fight? You could do that the next fight, right? Or you can do that the next day if it goes well. Next campaign, when we're around like level, I don't know,
15 or something, we're going to see this rogue wizard fly at us and blow up his staff. He doesn't even need to worry about dying, because he just has clones.
I got it. No one else wants to do it.
Alright. So. We started the session off. We just, we had a couple of annoying twigs in our faces. So, we dispatched them. They're really good at summoning the weather and stuff. But, you know, that was where most of their magic went. We then started traveling around the city in yellow. We visited some different temples. We found a crying baby in one of them. With some tallow candles and a twig. Was it a twig? Yeah, I think so. And then we perfectly, through some group member, we're going to do anonymous, we don't want to call anyone out, perfectly got it the first time, and then we did it, and then we passed that. We hung around some falling squares, stationary square. We were the falling, trying to retcon some things there. We realized Thessians came from Garo. Is that the right reference? Starro. Yeah, they came from Psychic Starfish, the DC reference. Anyway, Starro. Yes. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he's actually one of the most... He's a Justice League level threat in most of the comics. Anyway. We learned about some of their hierarchies. We learned about some other stuff. We did a lot of stuff. We then became worthy. And then we started heading up the stairs. We started following the organ music. Not to be confused with what I originally thought it meant when Josh was talking about it. And I thought it meant biological organ music, and I was like, that's fucking disgusting. Turns out it's just a biological organ instrument. Way better. No, it was good. It was interesting. We just saw dead Karkov playing it, and then we just saw the deep puppeteering above him, and the Deep offered to remake us as Thessians, and only Divex considered it. I hope he's still not considering it. And that leaves us where we are today. Yeah. No, the puzzles were good and they were engaging multiple people. Me neither. You could show it to me and I still wouldn't pass it. You gotta pull it twice. You gotta pull it twice. Honestly, I just keep pulling it until it goes the way I want. I mean, it makes. I mean, I guess it makes sense since it came from Thessia and they were the three planet, three sphere. You know. Yeah. Or they think that you just like, you just, yeah, or you just like super leveled up and it's like, sorry, my friends, we can just get together every week or so. It's not that crazy. Oh yeah. So I'm just calling this out because two people are married right now. If you guys have kids, you're still making this every week. Just want to put that out there. You might have a little bit of a baby bonding leave, but after that, back to the scheduled programming. Oh yeah. Yeah. I was actually more concerned when I thought about this, was more be about once kids start getting, if we continue playing this for some years, what about when the kid's like six? That honestly might be worse, because what if the kid tries to play and we're like, ooh, guys.
That is how you'll get those people like, I look into the mirror, I see my reflection, I take the saw, I then cut the table, I put it in half, two halves make a hole, I escape through the hole.
Dash. Thank you. May I convert it to a mythic point? Okay. Do these just basically restrict what we could use our mythic points on without selecting the feats? Or can you still use them on everything else and then just add these to it? Okay, cool. Yeah. That's a year and a half at least away. I replied to it in chat so you could pin it. Dope. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I just want to figure out where those horsies from campaign one came from. That's what I want to tell. All right, well. Yeah, we have them. Yes.
You can continue, and then I'll ask my question.
So, two questions. I assume Lev at this point has a sword out, which he would have the rune cutter rune. Does he see those special like wires between the deep and Karkov, or is it just normal puppeteering stuff? It's just something else. Ah, yeah. Well, we heard it was about openness once. I think it was openness. It was how the three different aspects of the Dark Bramble, there was, maybe it was like fury or something from the beast. There was stillness from Nox, and then I think openness from, maybe it was the playwright. Okay. Okay. That might have been what I heard. Yeah, Lev knows this because him and Marzo were planning on eating all the blood, so. Of course Mars would be into eating this. Are you kidding me? I miss you, Don. We're too specced, Henrik. We're too cool. While he's doing this, I'm going to activate my boots. You should just show it to Divex. Who? Which? Who had the four elbows? Was it a narrative member? You guys think I can do legendary negotiation with the deep to not kill us? I don't think it's going to work. Wait, what's it called? Okay. All right. Let's, Lev's going to enact it. I use vision of foresight, and I start walking forward. Henrik, are you coming with me? All right. Oh. Why? Just throwing, you know, we are lesser beings, so I don't know if I kept up. What exactly is the gift again? Where is the deep in relation to us right now? I look over at Henrik.
What do you guys think the plants have to do? Do you think we have to be in the plants to damage him? I got less than that. Divex, did you add your plus two from the cat eyes? Yeah. It's so sad. I rolled a 44 and a no 47, and I.
Yeah.
Doesn't it just give you advantage or something? I don't think people on... Well, you know what? I take it back. No one online actually plays that late into the game. They don't actually know what are good things, okay? No.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know the real...
DC 15. Well, it's round. So 50, 130 feet with the boots.
You got a strike?
Well, you got a scary two hit.
And you got a mythic point.
Before this happened, quick question. Did Henrik see not worthy or not fit on Karkov? I figured he would have been looking at it. That's okay. It's too late.
No, they're unworthy. Oh, I thought some of them were unworthy.
Can that dodecatedron, or is that only for his stuff? Oh, yeah.
Maybe a hero? I don't know.
You also have a coin. You have a coin that you can flip that'll give you at least a 12 if it lands on a 2. Oh, well, you got the 12.
I like how
his wings. I like how Henrik first jumped 5 stories into the air, and then the rockets came online. And we're like, holy shit. Henrik is the OG Superman who used to not fly and jump. He really should play. He should play more sports, you know? He really should have not bothered us.
Oh, the deep.
Okay.
I hope Divex saves some defecates.
No, I was like, wow, no one's reacting. I guess it's actually called defecate. I'm just gonna shit all over you guys.
And it made the deliverance way funnier.
This one. Do I sound normal? That one reacted.
It went off.
Do you have a token of the pilgrim?
If you have a token of the pilgrim and you tie, you get to go first.
Just a quick question.
Earlier, I exploit vulnerability'd a Thessian. Does that translate to the deep here? Okay. Well, it works on like types like vampire and stuff like that. So I don't know if Thessians were like that, but Whoa. Why are you bringing this into that?
Whoa. No. Whoa. I didn't hit the thing. My B. I re-rolled it, so it's attached to that. If there's an easy button for you to apply it. Oh. No. Or we're playing it wrong. Okay.
I was gonna say, because that's what Lev's doing. So.
Thank you for taking the damage for me. Oh. I thought... Oh, never mind. Damage. I don't think that's correct, is it? So, I don't take the AD4 additional void damage because I'm not a living creature. Oh, it says resistance to void. Oh, just made it equal to it. Oh, never mind. All right, cool. I didn't read it. I just looked at the numbers. We gotta kill them to stand on them.
Wait, what's the other sustained one? Weapons when you sustain it?
Ah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, Henrik, you need some help up there. Henrik, Lev is going to cast Dimension Door from his cloak. So he just go up 120 feet. And that will be the flourish thing. Because you've been able to do that. And then I will
use my free action to attempt a
exploit vulnerability. Okay. There's no reason to not to just do mortal. Yeah, I should just do mortal, right? They'll just give me the 25. Oh, wait, there's... Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. You've nurtured bombs with your comrades, and I can apply it to everyone. And I will strike. Forty-six hit. Okay. I will strike again. It's not looking good, guys.
Oof. All right.
I two hits move. Oh, I have one more strike. One more strike.
Ugh, all right.
Oh, and I heal. I have my fast healing. I forgot. Let's see which one. What is that? Healing grace. I have. Half equal to half my level. Cool, so I get 10. I purposely did not enact this for my twig fight. That's my turn!
I don't like that they're healing.
I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You shouldn't have fucking hit Divex.
He goes to hit Divex, and it's like that anime scene where you just see like the dashes, and then all of a sudden there's all these cuts on him, and he just starts pouring, gushing blood. How far can you teleport? Ah. Probably pretty high. We're gonna try to do like make him fall from the sky.
No.
There isn't magical items to get the other ones, okay?
Okay. Honestly, if I fall back to the ground, it's not the worst thing. Oh, it's bad for Henrik. 45? I got Juggernaut. Henrik, you gotta get out of there and then leave. Actually, no, the deep. There you go. No, you go.
Deep. Oh, okay. I think it's a good idea to not be grabbed by it. I think it's athletics or acrobatics. If you have the feat Slippery Prey, you get to add a bonus to escape. I don't know if you have that. Okay. He goes after you, so I hope I don't get got. Oh, he's going closer to the deep? You're fucking crazy. You could have stepped, you idiot. I'm kidding. I don't even know if you can step while flying.
Is Aura of Misfortune like a ability players can get as a champion? Or okay. Unless we play an entire undead cast.
I will try to attack him. I can try to interrupt it. Yes.
Yes, does not. I'm not living, so it doesn't affect me.
He's gonna. Well, I'm gonna use my other reaction. No, he goes.
No. Yeah, I really do. I really do. All right, I will attempt a hero point reroll. So, does that not work?
Okay.
Oh. All right. All right. You know, there was an item where that Henrik got that I was gonna be like, please, I need this. I'm doing something.
Yep.
Henrik. Tanner, I might need to heal pretty soon. We'll see how my turn goes. And the deep apparently doesn't like me for some reason.
He should have been yellow.
It's 75 now. Lev's not there.
Unless he had wings. Unless he had wings.
You can just focus the deep, I guess.
Weird. Yes! This fortune! Fuck Tarkov! Tarkov's stupid! He sucks so much! No wonder you're unworthy. You unfit, unworthy bastard.
No, I gave that up to be able to, within the deal, to get the lighthouse packages. Passages. Josh was nice. Oh. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Remember, thank you. So I get 10. What? All right. So, I'm going to use 2 actions to do Badge of Antallergy. So I dampen the local weave in 20-foot radius. All damage caused by any creature in the field is minimized. Everyone rolls ones on their dice. There's no saves, and it's not a manipulate. Oh. I didn't know that. I would have played this differently. That's okay. All right. Yeah, I will cast Intensify Vulnerability first, which I believe also isn't. Yeah, but I believe it's also Manipulate, right? Let me double check. It's a Concentrate. What do you have hit on this? Okay, so take the hit. No, I was going to try to bait this out. I was hoping that was the case. But I didn't do that before because, yeah.
Oh, shit. It's only me. It's always me.
Oh. Very rude, very rude.
Well, now I do the thing. No, that doesn't invulnerability, so I'm doing the other thing. The antallergy. So that was the weapon intensify. So now I do the weapon. No! Alright. Oh, this ability sucks.
Why'd you have to say that? Oh, thank God. Andy's frightened.
No, he shouldn't have those. He's no longer a god. It should have been taken from him.
That's because we're still somebody.
Yeah.
That would be cooler than this. All right.
Yes.
Is he not already mythic? The Feep was already mythic.
Antillergy goes off.
All right, so that's two actions, and then I'm going to do. There's my little spellcasting thing. All right. 10th level. I'm not using one of my scrolls, but my 9th rank should be. I think they're 10th rank now. Let me see what Harming Malice says. Malice. Yeah, it's half your level rounded up. So these should be 10th level. So it should be 10th level harm. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Okay, cool. This undead. Or healing. Does this go through? Yeah. No, I mean, like, do they have another reaction that I should wait for? Okay. No, it's going for me. I'm healing myself. Yes. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
80 plus. 136. And I checked that the other spell is only it only affects damage rolls.
So the ones would didn't kill by harp, which would be really sad. Okay. So I had my free action invulnerability intensify, which got me smacked. The two action badge. The one action hasted thing. I don't have my hasted action for strikes, because that rune requires me to have made a strike, I believe. Let me just double check that. Sorry. Quick strike rune. No, I could do it. I can make it a strike. Additional action only to make a strike, so I can do it.
I will. I'm sorry.
Damage. Is there a way to just set all these to ones? You could just add the damage, right? Okay. Oh, I still need, you'll still need all the dice, right? All the other ones, so. Okay. Cool.
5.
Cool. That is my turn. I'm so happy Karkov is here. Otherwise, the deep totally would have smacked my ass. Misha.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty sure it's a let. Well,
is Don also giving it? Because I think I popped it.
Oh.
It's like gore out of the Boys with that much bleed.
Just like, oh.
It has taken in like, was it 12 seconds, I guess? Over 120 points of just bleeding out.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh?
Well, I'm going to attack of opportunity that. I attack of opportunity that. What is the teleport? Oh, so it's nothing to.
Spit. You're staying up here. The left's like, fuck.
I could have taken a thaumaturge feat. That would have let me smack him anyway. There's like an anti-teleportation build for thaumaturges that I can also smack him and then choose to teleport in the direct, like, with him.
Oof. Actually, Kharkov is still 2. Yep, 20 feet. So he's only going to roll 10 damage. Ah. It says all damage caused by a creature in the field's minimized. So I think he, since he's still in the field, he would only do 10, right? Oh, I thought it was caused by creatures in the field. You wrote it. I assume you know what you meant, so I'm not going to argue that. Yep. I'm not. It would be great if it was the other one too, but I'm not going to push that because I understand. Yeah.
I don't know why you didn't use the suitor, Hedrick. I loved that.
You don't have resistances to bludgeoning?
Oh, no.
I think we just kill the deep and get the fuck out of here. Good. Good move. Good move. I was really hoping you were going to do that. Really hoping you were going to do that.
Did you only treat wounds yourself?
No. I'm not worried, but I always would love health.
Yeah, it's dampened. But we have a lot of flat, so I'm hoping this is better because, you know, the vulnerabilities and stuff.
Which strike?
Does that have a manipulate or a concentrate? I don't believe so. Yeah. I'm going to use my warding reaction for this. Plus two. Plus one. Item. Sorry, I just need to double check what type that is. That is a plus two circumstance. Cool. Oh, I'm going to reroll that. That's going to get a reroll. No, that's not worth that. Plus one item bonus, and then yeah, I set it to do random, and I don't know, I forget where I set that. So now I just always have different dice. No. It doesn't, but I just assumed a minute then. Okay. Probably not going to do that, but okay. Did a mental? Okay, cool. So the regalia should give us bonuses, Henrik.
Okay. It's just a plus. Yeah, I guess that's better.
Oh.
I can't roll a critical failure. For everyone else, I want them to know. Oh, I didn't realize it caused effects. I didn't realize it caused confused or frightened. I could I have a thing that helps that gives me a plus three item bonus, so that would two more have caused it to be a regular fail? No, a success. Okay, it won't matter. Cool. I understand, but I'm just. Why don't you try it? I think we got a couple of rounds. The only fast teleport I know of is gate. So we may accidentally bring the deep if we try to escape. Ooh, I thought we just couldn't like lock on the location, but we could gate out. Okay, good to know. Honestly, if we do get smushed, it's not the end of the end of the world, guys. We got clones, and then we just show up in the rebel because I'm assuming it's gonna kill the deep, and then we just come back. Oh, well. What? All right, well, I'm gonna attack that. Oh, does that hit? Ah, okay. So he does the steer glass. Me? What did I Yeah. Why? Deep's like, man, I really should have converted this guy. He would have been a great Thessian. He sucks.
That's true. All right, hit me. Should I be getting Henrik's shield? I feel like I'm not the same level as him, but shouldn't I be getting his shield? Because I'm not actually put 120 feet in the air. Oh, I am touching. I thought I don't get his shield. Or do I have a shield? Okay. Oh, I do have shield of Unified and Legion. Yeah. Okay. I'm a fit. No, I don't. So the fire doesn't, the piercing does. 13? No, this doesn't have a manipulate action on it. That's sad. Okay. All right. No, it's just Will's. Okay, okay. Yikes. I don't know what those... Yeah, you gotta work on those flowers.
Can you hit the other ones?
What was it?
Swallowed. I got it. We got the whole campaign. We finally got the full rig.
I really thought Don was going to be the one to do it. Can you get a... So let's grab a photo of this.
It's also fitting that it's around the deep.
The deep's around. Quick thing. The deep needs to succeed a DC 38 will save to the low sphere. I have dread greater, so he needs to succeed. DC 38 will save. To lower his sphere. All right.
Should we just start leaving? We just start... The deep's gonna die if this thing crashes on it. You guys might only get 200 feet. Okay.
Henrik, get down there. Don't worry about me. All right. So, I notice that I am wallowed. So I can't do a manipulate, or okay. Yeah. I don't need to breathe. We got the mods. Bought the mods, remember? Those auction recyclers. So. Yeah. Okay. I have... Okay. I have a let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to see what I have a charcuterie bulk is light, so I can use this. Charcri. Yeah. What is that then? Okay. Sorry, I need to drag this down. Action strike. I can do a concentrate though, right? Okay, so I'll do that, which is intensify. So I'll do intensify vulnerability, weapon, cool. And then now I will strike. Cool. I need to also make a... I have two different items that let me... So I have my Aeon Stone of Olivine. I can reduce the Frightened by one. Did I also reduce Frightened by one by just like a round or what? What do you mean by that, with the regalia? I do have a regalia, yeah.
What do you mean by...
Oh, let's see. It's a good question. The regalia just has so much text on it, it's so hard to read. Or is it Sarlita? Okay. At the end of your turn. So I'll just use this reaction now. Cool. This is my Aeon Stone Olivine. Oh, never mind. It doesn't matter. It'll give me a minus one to my attack roll, so it just counters that anyway. So I'm just at this frightened one. Do you mind reducing me to fright one? Okay, so I won't do that. I'll use my Clockwork Helm, which will reduce this by one. And that just happens.
I will flip a coin.
Oh, I can't flip the coin, I don't think. Oh, I'll do that then. I don't know. If not, I'll just use a hero point. It's an interact. Okay, so I'll just use a hero point. I'll just pray, really pray.
All right. This is plus one. Okay. Minus one.
Plus four. Because I am not. Okay.
That's so unfortunate. All right. I will just strike again.
No, he's one to strike. Yeah.
All right.
Fuck. Indestructible. Yeah, you become indestructible. Henrik's thinking about how he's going to be the only one to survive. Oh. You need to be seeing us, or I realized something with my weapon. I'm pretty sure. So if I don't critically fail, I should still have done damage. I don't. My thaumaturge things, like with my weapon stuff. I can't fit. Very unfortunate. And I'm restrained just because I was swallowed, or is that from the original grab? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because if I'm not restrained, this is much different, but it's on top of the swallow effect. That sucks. And I think if we're running low on time, we should just, Henrik, we should just cut our wings and fall. Like, just let go, because that's the quickest way to get down, potentially, just falling. How much do you fall in one round? Okay. That wouldn't kill us. Do we need to be conscious for all as one? Oh, we did it before. Oh, that's sad. Well, I could take the stick, if that's okay. Wait, how does that save you? That's true.
That's true. Also, does Noah has a thing to roll a 20, so please use it to get me free. Please use it to get me free. I need to get out of here.
Yeah. I can't cast. Uh, I think any of your high damaging spells hopefully can trigger a rupture. The damp. He's not in the damp. He's not in the damp. So how does this? The way I read the spell was that anyone who was in it that did damage. Okay. I thought it was both. I thought it had to, you had to be in it and end there. Yeah, that's the way I interpret it. Yeah, that's what I thought, but unless you guys want. Yeah, I think that's the way I interpreted this. I think it gets a little bit not saying we have more sessions to use it, but I mean, like, I could just put this effect on me and I think I could just walk around and then everyone from afar wouldn't be like, that doesn't seem right to me, but whatever. Unless you guys want to play in 15 minutes, we could take a little break.
I know you said we had to end this session. What about next session?
Yeah. So, well, also, yeah, so, yeah, cool. I'll be sending out the, it's October 4th. I'll be sending out the letters. It's, again, I'm not offended if you guys can't make it. I'm just giving you guys a heads up. It's just at a local church, and then we're getting food down the street. Okay. Just so you guys know. So you know. Oh. I'm sure it'll be fine. The first tenet is being understanding and welcoming to everyone. So, you know, they gotta be, yeah.
No.
It was just so funny when I was like, guys, how are we going to leave? Then everyone's like, we're not leaving.
Yeah. All right. Well, next Monday. Yeah. Do we confirm that? Cool. All right. Adios, gentlemen.